This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
For as long as she can remember, Amira Cohen has been drawn to the beauty of jewelry. Her passion, shared with her two sisters, Din and Michal, was inspired by her grandmother and her great-aunt, Mickey and Sylvia, both of whom were admired for their jewelry. In honor of them, Amira and her sisters have created Sylvie and Mick, a jewelry brand. Amira is my guest now to tell me more. Amira, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Amira, tell me a little bit first about your granny and your great-aunt, Sylvia and Mick.
So they are such special individuals in both mine and my sister's lives and my family's lives. They are within their 80s, and they are the most boisterous, outgoing, amazing individuals that really, whenever they walk into a room, they notice and they make themselves known. But I'd say that really what they've spent their time investing in and what they've spent their time, using to tell their story and who they are is jewelry. For as long as I can remember and as long as myself and my sisters can remember, they've just always been drawn to jewelry. I remember when we were younger, we would go into their closets and we would play dress up with them, and it would just be the funnest thing for all of us, because we would just lay ourselves in like so many necklaces and rings and bracelets. And over the years, they've collected this incredible collection telling the story of where they've been and what they've done and who they are. And they've used jewelry as such a sense of self-expression.
Just tell me a little bit about their past and where they grew up and how they've made so much of what they had.
So my great-grandmother, so their mother, was an immigrant from Lithuania and came here to South Africa with just the two of them. Her husband passed away, and so it was just the three of them. And she really came here with just the clothes on her back. I mean, so much so that she came with one dress, and she would wear it inside out during the week and then the right way around on Shabbos. She really had nothing. And so she put them in an orphanage. She put them in Arcadia. And because she just couldn't afford to take care of them. And so she would visit them every Sunday, and they had nothing. They always loved beautiful, pretty things like every little girl does, but they could never afford it. And so when they got older and they got married and they kind of came out of that, it was the first thing that they invested in was beautiful things that tell their story. So just inspired by that, inspired by their sister bond, which really got them through their childhood, myself and my sisters really wanted to do something with that.
It's such an incredible story, and it also just talks to, like, you talk about your sisters and the bond between them, the incredible kind of I don't know what the word is, feminine bonding that's so important, and what those two must have gone through, it was probably, they were probably each other's parents and siblings at the same time.
Totally. And they still are. They're just as close, really. And I agree with you just on the femininity of jewelry. It's so beautiful and amazing to be a part of a brand and a company that just wants to make women feel their best. It's amazing. It really is.
And I've seen the story, and there's a picture of the two of them with umbrellas looking absolutely glamorous. So obviously they turned heads when they walked into rooms. Tell me a little bit about the glamour that you associate with them.
I think, so just basing on the pieces that they collected, I'll tell you a bit about them, is that they would travel the world, both of them. It's so funny, they would travel with both of their husbands, but it was really like just the two of them traveling, like as sisters. And wherever they went, they would pick up a piece that told a story of the particular place in which they were. So my grandmother's got pieces from Japan. She's got pieces from America. She's got, and they were always just such artistic pieces. It wasn't jewelry. And that's what I think is glamour, like something that tells a story, something that's more than meets the eye. Like you would see this necklace on her and it would just be so unapologetically her, and you would want to ask her more about it, of who this woman was that walked into the room and what was she wearing and what story did she tell. And I think that's a huge testament to what jewelry can do.
Right, let's talk about what jewellery can do and what it's done specifically for Sylvie and Mick. How did you start the company and what's it like working with siblings?
So, so how we started the company is we kind of had it as an idea always, just again, because we've always been drawn to jewellery. But it was actually my little sister who, during matric, she was in matric last year, she just wanted to do something constructive with the time that she was making in her free time. And so she really pushed us to start the business. And she just said, let's find a supplier, let's curate jewellery that we feel passionate about, and let's do this. And thank God it's really the Jewish community. We haven't even had to venture outside of the Jewish community. They've held us up and they've embraced this brand and the story with absolute open arms. And our aim was, we saw a gap in the market for affordable, good quality jewelry, but also that made a statement and reflected who people are and who they want to be. And so we just kind of took the leap. And yeah, working with sisters, I mean, obviously doing anything with sisters can be difficult. But thank God we are so close and we're so honest and we just want the same thing. And we have a beautiful, incredible relationship. And so it's good. I mean, even my sister now, who's currently on a gap year in Israel, has brought the jewelry to Jerusalem where she is. And so it just shows that, you know, this brand, it's not just a company. It's our story and it's our family story. And so it's something more, and that will keep us together.
When you talk about finding jewelry that is meaningful, I mean, I probably like most people love jewelry. And I love the fact that, you know, much of it is stones that come from the earth, that basically this connects us. How do you source, and what helps you determine what is part of your catalog?
So I think this is what me and my sister said from the beginning, is that we take our style so seriously. And we, you know, people come up to us and would ask us, like, where we would get our clothes from and where we would get our jewelry from. You know, definitely something that was inherited from my grandmother and her sister. Like, we've really taken that glamour on. And so we find pieces that we like, and we stay true to that. Because if we find pieces that we like, hopefully other people will see the story behind it and see the beauty of it and see it as a piece and therefore like it as well. And so that's how I guess we pick, is that each of us have got our own specific flavor that comes to the table when we're looking through designs and catalogs and different things. And then we have a supplier, and we send all of our ideas, all of our things to our supplier, and the catalog comes to life.
Where do you get your stuff from? Which countries are you looking at?
So it depends. Like, you know, a lot of, because it's affordable, because we really try to make it accessible for everyone, it probably comes from China, it comes from all these places that look at very, you know, significant jewellery businesses and copy them and copy the in styles and the cool styles and the trendy pieces, but still making it affordable, which is great. And our jewellery is great quality. We've done extensive quality tests. We offer stainless steel. We also offer sterling silver. And really, it's tried and tested by the best. And our friends can be testament to that. And so we really have done, we've put everything into making sure that this is an accessible brand that gives you a good bang for your buck.
You know what really, like, strikes me when you're talking is, like, okay, the passion for jewelry, I understand, but the business know-how. I mean, you mentioned your sister's in matric, okay, was in matric, right? So you're all very, very young. But this is an entrepreneurial business that requires clearly a lot of skills. Did you learn on the job, or did you have those skills before?
So my parents have been a big help, but we've learned on the job. I mean, it's my dad always says that it's the biggest blessing, this business, because it's teaching us what to do when starting a business and the ins and outs of it, and communication and customer service and admin. And so it took some time to navigate. And again, we're still young. We're not even a year old. But it's been an incredible journey. And also, we've gotten so much help from our family, from my brother-in-law, from so many people. And so it's been an all-hands-on-deck family business with regards to the admin and the business side of things.
Yeah, no, it's incredible on-the-job training that could stand you instead for whatever your next venture is.
Definitely.
And potentially you could go. Okay, now, how does the catalog get formed, and how do people purchase?
So I've got a very good friend who takes our photos for us. Again, we're young and we're just getting started, and she takes the most beautiful pictures. And then we like import that and we put it into a catalogue. And that catalogue is like very carefully curated with our best pieces, and it takes time and it takes energy and it takes weeks and it takes sitting down and just deciding prices, deciding names of things. And so my sisters and I create this catalogue, and we're mainly on Instagram. That's our main social media platform. And then if you go to Instagram, you get connected to a WhatsApp business line where you can also order. And just through, I mean, jewelry is amazing because people wear it, and it's the best form of advertising is when you see something on someone else and you like it. So you ask where it's from. And so people can order through that. And also we distribute to many, many, many groups on Facebook, on Instagram, on WhatsApp, just many groups. And through that, we get the word out and we get our catalogue out. Also through posting, through sending pictures to friends saying, I think you would really like this. But again, as I said, we've really been held by the Jewish community, which is amazing, and our friends.
And obviously the stuff that you have, I know I have, had a look through your catalogue, and there's certainly a lot there that is absolutely beautiful. And just, as you say, completely original. Anybody like to get hold of you? What should they do?
So you can go to our Instagram page. It's called Sylvie and Mick. And it'll connect you to a WhatsApp business line if you want to get hold of us, or you can just DM us. We're also on Facebook. I'd say that's the best method to reach us. Also, we've got a special today to thank Chai FM for having us. Whoever orders today will get 15% off.
And it is really beautiful, really, really beautiful stuff, and very unusual. So, Amira, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Cherise.
That was Amira Cohen, and she is the founder, together with her sisters, of Sylvia and Mick Jewelry.